again. So now we'll have two recordings. And then I'll do resume share. And okay, I think we have it. So this is our main screen. That's what you get to when you either click a link from an email. At the bottom of every email, we have the link to this, inemembers.com, with your user ID and password. Why do we do that in every single email? It's a pet peeve of mine. When I'm in programs and I get an email that says, hey, we just released a new module, and then I have to go fishing through my stores and my wherever to find what my user ID and password is, it annoys me. So I decided I didn't want to annoy any of you. I wanted to give you the opportunity that every email, all you had to do is click and you had it right there. Most of you may not need it, because after a while you'll understand what your password is. Some of you are super organized and you have your little password file. I'm thinking in terms of me, where I get confused and I don't know where to go, so I keep it in every email. So every email at the bottom, it'll say inemembers.com. It'll have a user ID, which is your email that you registered with, and then a password which we assigned to you. You can change your password. I'm logged in, but once you log in, it'll say welcome with your first name. If your name is spelled wrong there or it's not you, then you need to let us know. Just write to help desk or write to ine@drritamarie.com and we'll look it up and change it to whatever you want it to be. You'll have that welcome, but you can also say reset password. So if XZ37215Y is not a password that you're going to remember easily and you want to change it to something that you will, you click reset password. Okay, and then that reset password will bring up a screen that allows you to reset it to the name of your dog, your birthday, your pet, your favorite airplane, whatever you want to change it to. And that will just give it to you. It gives you the user ID, you say get new password, it sends you an email. And that gives you a click to a link where you click that. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to mess myself up here. But that will get stored in your record, and each of the emails after that will reflect your new password. In addition, if it's working correctly, what it's going to do is also get it changed on our Vibrant Living members site, where some of your bonus programs are housed, the stuff like the cafe program for adrenals and the grand program for digestion, etc. And that should automatically change. What it will not change is your user ID and password for like the blood chemistry software, which we'll show you, or the exam professor. So if you do change it and you want it changed in those venues, you'll have to manually change it. And I think with those, you have to log in and say change password, and just change it to the same thing, or else you'll have multiple passwords. But anything on our end, we change it automatically for you. So this is what it looks like. Yours won't look exactly like this because I have access to everything that's in the system. But you should have access to, when you first join, this thing at the top says Advanced Clinical Resources, and that's a bonus that we give you, which is interviews with top functional medicine practitioners in the industry. So people like Jeffrey Bland, Anna Kabeka, Tom O'Brien, et cetera, the list goes on, and it's always, we're always adding new ones. And we're not just giving you recordings of these, but we actually host live calls with these people where you can actually get on with these top professionals and ask them questions. Ben Lynch is one of them. I mean, the names are all names you'll recognize if you've been doing this kind of work for a little while. So you click on that, it takes you to a page, which is an index page. And I think because of the screen share, it's taking a long time, but these are some of the ones we have, and then you click on any ones of those, and it tells you more about them, and you'll go to a page where the recording is, and most of them have given us a little free gift, so you can download their free gifts. So that's that. So if you finish module 1 and 2, and you haven't gotten your email yet that says module 3 is ready, go ahead and pick some of these things, because it's just, there's tremendous amount of information, and you know, there's at least 15, 20 hours worth of stuff there for you to do in your spare time. But those are things like, oh, I'm really interested in bioidentical hormones, so let me watch that one. Oh, I'm interested in methylation, let me watch that one. This one you won't see because this is being revamped. CMDS, some of you will see, some of you won't. That's our clinical mastery of the digestive system, and that's module, where are we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's module 6. So if you're up to module 6, you'll see that. Insulin resistance, that's module 7, 8, 9, 10. So these will show up when you have access to those. That's NEPT. Practice building success system is a lot of the background stuff on business. So if you're ready to go, okay, I want to really do some business stuff. I want to know, you know, what's my niche and how do I do online programs? We've given you a huge plethora of stuff here. So we've got coaching calls that we've done with those, with specifically business in mind. We've got an index of recordings that I made on specific topics, and they're just more educational pieces. And then we've got more advanced with the guests. So you've got a 6-part package, choosing your target audience, delivering what you do as a program, attracting and enrolling clients. So if you know that you've got this client, you met at the supermarket and they decided they'd sign up for a strategy session with you and like, oh, what do I do? How do I do it? Go listen to Attracting and Enrolling Clients in here, and I'll show you one other resource you can listen to. Then, you know, networking, affiliates, packaging your genius as teleseminars. All of this is here for you to learn from. So it's like a whole nother program that we could pull out and actually make a separate program, but we don't really feel like doing that at this point. Maybe in the future we will. But we're just giving it to you. But we do invite people who are known in the industry that, but they're not just like your hardcore marketers, because we don't relate to that, right? We relate to the, not, I don't want to call it soft sell, but heart sell, you know, where we want to connect with people and offer them what they really are going to resonate with. So these are some of the experts we've had. We have a whole bunch more lined up, and you'll get to come to those live at whatever point you are in the program. So that's what I wanted you to see. That's what you're going to see when you first log in. What I want you to do is just get familiar with what the program looks like. If you're on a narrow screen, watch what happens. Oh, there we go. And then you have this thing and you can open it up, the sidebar. So if you're on your phone and you don't see this right sidebar, you'll see this little arrow and all you have to do is click that. But I'll keep this open so we can see it. So on the side, you have the welcome. You have the ability to log out, which I don't want to do right now, reset password. There's a help, and you can go there. There's a week at a glance calendar, which will tell you what's coming up over the next week. We'll get to calendars in a bit. Then you have what's called this membership dashboard, similar to what you had in the middle before. And anytime you want to quickly get and navigate between the programs you have access to, you're going to see ACR, you're going to see, some of you will see CMDS and IRSPT and NEPT, Practice Building Success System, and this was something we did a while ago, so you probably won't see that. But if you click any of these with this little arrow next to it, that shows you all the modules. So there you have it. That's our NEPT modules. You may only see the ones that are open to you right now. So you'll probably only see overview and cell metabolism if you're new at Shine. If you've been with us a few months, you might go all the way up to history taking, but you'll just see what you need so you don't get overwhelmed with all the rest of these because they won't be open to you. That's my understanding. You guys can confirm if that actually is the case. Is that the case, Lynn? Yeah. Yeah. So that's how you get through the program. Now that's how you can find your way back in. If you're like, okay, I was on module 5 and I want to go back there, so you can go here. The other way you could do it is to just click where it says Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training. And that's going to bring you to the welcome screen. Now, if you're new to any of our programs, if you haven't been in our insulin resistance or digestive program before, you're new, we want you to start here and just make sure that you've set us up I'll show you what's in here, that you've set us up as protected, you know, we're safe, and that you create a bunch of stuff. And what you're going to start to see more of, we just incorporated, you don't want to see that. What you're going to see more of in the site is we've incorporated this new progress checking system. It's going to take us a while to get somebody to go back through all the old modules, but all the modules moving forward are going to have this, where there's a checklist at the top where you can check off what's happening. Now, it says, once I've completed, you see these little checks, I've completed everything. It'll say, congratulations on completing your first steps. Now it's time to begin the first module of your program. Hover over the module index and pick your program. So in this case, NEPT Foundations. This won't show until you've clicked all these off, but it gives you the ability to go through and see where you left off. So say you came into this page and you said, oh, I better go do these, add these safe lists. Oh, let me join the Facebook group. Great. Make a post. And then you get interrupted. You have a call coming up. You've only made it through those first two. You want to come back to this page. You go up here. I'll show you what that would look like. You would go up here. And you'd say, okay, I already did the emails. Oh, I did the group. Oh, I didn't introduce my. Yes, I did introduce myself. I don't think I'm going to do this Unstoppable Health Facebook group. I don't need another group. Or, oh, yes, I did it. And then you come back and go, oh, but I didn't. I don't have time right now to put all these calls on my schedule. So you just leave. And then when you come back, you're going to come back here and you're going to see, oh, there's two more things on this page I have to do. We're incorporating that within all of our programs. And like I said, it's not incorporated into the older stuff yet, but we have incorporated it into digestion. So I'm going to see how that is. And that's a project that's going to take our team a while to do. And we're probably going to have to hire somebody extra to do it because it's a lot of work, but I think it's well worth it. So basically, this shows you for the digestive module, which is actually a program in and of itself. It gives you all these different places you can go and how you've kept track of it. So if you've completed all the steps for all the programs, first steps for all the programs that you already did, you can click that. But that won't let you click it until you go back to that other page and I unclicked some of them. Now watch what happens here. This is so cool because the pages connect to each other. So once I've clicked this, and now I go to my, I'm going to go back to the digestion because that's what I was sampling for you. Look at this. This is really cool. Hopefully it'll work. what happened? Did I go to the wrong place? Oh, I know. I have to go here. Here. Oh, I hit the wrong one. Sorry. Digestion. There's another module called Digestion Testing, which is in Mastery. All right. There we go. So now look, it's checked off. I completed that. It won't let you finish this until you've completed that. It's really cool. So you review the learning objective and all this. Now, these are all subparts of this program. So you're going to start with, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to start with the first step. So you did that. I'm going to go get the learning objectives. I've already done it, and it puts a little check mark over on the side. So whenever you come back, you know where you came back to. So when you go to the learning objectives, you look at the learning objectives, and you get an idea of what this module is about. Then you do the pretest. Okay? You've done that. You check it off. You know you've done that. Pretest. So the pretest is going to ask you questions, and I always expect that people are going to fail their pretest. We're going to be putting these pretests, we're going to be converting these pretests to pages right on this, to things right on this page. But that hasn't happened yet. But for now, you fill out your pretest and you submit it. And then you can go back to here and you say, if this was not checked, you'd say, okay, I'm done with the pretest. And then it checks it off for you. It takes a little while. And then you go through your core content. And every module's the same in terms of this layout. Core content. So we go into the core content. Now this is the first unit, and I've got all these things. So I've checked all these off, right? So I can uncheck them, and as I do it, but it won't let me uncheck the quiz because I actually really did finish the quiz. And look at that, I got a perfect score. What do you know? Pretty good, eh? So it won't let me uncheck it because I already completed it. But it also won't let me check it unless I finish the quiz. So the way we laid out this digestion setup is that every page has a quiz. Again, we haven't done that with all the others yet, but we plan to. So it's going to be really exciting. This is a really nice enhancement that you're all going to get to see. So every single module is going to have several of these core contents. This one in particular has a lot of them. And several of these other pieces. Some of them have case studies, education, marketing. This one has a lot more. So let me just, before I get you too confused, I'm going to go back to our first module, so because everybody has that, and I'm just going to take you through what exists now. But this gives you an idea of what's going to happen in the future. We're excited about it. For now, the progress checklist for each part, each module is actually a PDF. So I click that open, and we recommend you print it off. And instead of the computer keeping track of it for you, you get to keep track of it and just print it off and check things off as you've gone through each piece of that module. So this is the overview of nutritional endocrinology and hormone relationships. And you'd print that off and just check it off as you go along. These are going to be obsolete in the near future when we get this finished. The next thing you do is look at the learning objectives, know what's going to happen, and then you go to the pretest, take the pretest. So I should start to see a whole bunch of pretests coming into my inbox. So that way I know that you're starting the program. There's no rush. You can do it at the pace you want. And there's no grading. So you don't have to do the pretest. It's optional, but I highly recommend that you do it because it gives you an idea of what you know about this going in. And some people get real upset because you're A students, right? And you take a test. Here's like, okay, you're going to take this course. And before you take this course, we're going to give you the final exam. Well, not quite the final exam, but we're going to give you a pop quiz. And you go, ah, it's not graded. We just want you to know what to be looking for. And you might be going through this and go, oh, I already know a lot about this. I already know a lot, but boy, I don't know anything about these things here. And you're going to keep your eyes open and your mind open to what you need to be learning as you go through the process. So that's the pretest. Then we have core content. This one has three videos. And so you click on the first one. And we don't have any little quizzes in between these. We'll be adding those, but we don't right now. But it would be nice, right, to have a little quiz here so that there's just like 3 to 5 questions about what you learned here. So you go, okay, I did get it. Or, ooh, I missed something. Let me go back and watch that again. You always have the video, which is downloadable, the audio, which is downloadable, a full set of the slides, and then printer friendly. So if you want to print them off to just take notes on, and then a transcript. Every module, every core content piece has pretty much that. There may be a couple that don't have a video, just an audio, but most of them have everything. You also have advanced topics. People love these because there's some fun, you know, colonoscopy videos and things like that. On this particular one is like an article about the hypothalamus and the pituitary and some flashcards that you may want to look at, and then a YouTube video. So we try to include things in the advanced topics that help you to pull it all together. And then we have the next steps. Like, now that you've learned this, what do you do to make sure that you've really learned it? And how do you put it into action with your clients if you have them already, or with your family members or with yourself? So these action steps are very simple. Review the major hormones and find someone who you can practice explaining. So you say, hey, husband, would you mind if I just explain to you what the major hormones are? And he's sitting there reading the newspaper. He goes, sure. He goes back to reading the newspaper, and you just explain it to him. Most likely, they're not going to put their newspaper down or stop watching the ball game to listen. But at least you explaining it out loud is going to help you when you're going to be explaining it to your clients. Explore the advanced topics and check out the hypothalamus flashcards if you need help remembering things. So that's kind of a cool tool. And then incorporate the hormone harmonizing diet and lifestyle factors into your own life and teach them to clients and or family members. So each of your modules is going to have these pieces that you can use to make sure that you actually are learning it, and that it's not just me sitting in school, taking notes, getting an A on a test, and then going on to the next module and not really getting it how I'm going to put it into practice. Then you have your post-test. If you're in certification and mastery, you're going to have to pass all these post-tests in order to get your certification. The good news is we give you about 3 times. Okay, so you're basically going to log in. The login should be your same email address and your same password. You log in. So if I do that, I don't even know mine. Whoops, it'd be nice if I knew how to spell my own name, right? And what is my password? I don't know. Maybe. I may not know it. I may have to look it up somehow. Now it's invalid. Anyway, once you log in there, it's going to give you a multiple choice test. Oh, what's that? A multiple choice test, and they range anywhere from 15 to 20 questions all the way up to 100 questions, like for digestion. And it's basically on all the stuff that you've learned. And they are not intended to trip you up. I took a lot of board exams that would give you a question, and it'd say, A, B, C. A and B, but not C. B and C, but not A. A, B, and not D. I mean, it would just give you, and you'd go, oh, you know, you go crazy trying to figure this out. We're not into doing that with you. We are only here to help you to learn. You get three times to pass. You have to do 80%. You will basically be able to go back and know what questions you got wrong and why did you get them wrong. And you can go learn it again, and then you take it again, and then you take it a third time. If after the third time you're still not passing, set up a time to talk to us, because we want to know and we want to help you. We're not here to stump you up. We may be able to give you some extra advice on how to learn it better. Are you guys seeing like red and green lines on my screen? Where the heck do they come from?
Well, we were talking about coloring pages. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, remember this annotate thing. I must have accidentally, there we go. Yeah, I must have accidentally hit that.
I have your password if you want to use it.
Okay, just send it to me in Skype.
Okay.
All right. Lynn, I've still got that. How do I undo the annotate? There we go. I'm drawing. I love to draw, by the way. Oh, I was close. Okay. All right, I'll show you what it looks like, because there's a couple of little nuances with it. It's nice to have somebody who can look up my password for me. Oh, it's still not.
RitaMaria.com. Yeah, that's what I've got for you.
Hey, ladies, I have to drop. I have a meeting.
Okay, well, great. Thank you for being here. You had enough to get going, right? You know how to get started?
Yep, I've already gotten started, so. Okay,
great.
Pretty easy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. I'm glad to hear it's pretty easy, because that's, for some, you know, if you, yeah, it's, why is it doing that? Okay. All right, I don't know. I can't get in. It's not working. It's,
okay.
I think it's my RoboForm. There's something wrong with my RoboForm.
There's, I think we have a new person on, Brenda.
Oh.
Great. And her phone is, her hand is raised.
All right, great. I am going to get out of this page, and hopefully it will get rid of all those scratch lines. And if not, I need to learn how to do that. Erase, clear. Clear all drawing. There we go. Okay, so let me go to Brenda. Let me pause this share, and okay, how do I get back there? Forgive us for me for not really being, how do I find her?
Well, she's up on the top or the side.
Hand. Okay, I'm going to unmute her. Yeah, but it's, okay, here we go. More managed participants. There we go. Brenda, if you can go ahead and unmute yourself. It doesn't seem to be letting me unmute it in this view.
Okay.
There you go. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you guys were still on. I was working, so I was hoping it would still be happening.
Well, here we are, and everybody did introduce themselves, so you'll be able to listen in on the recording, but
okay.
We would love to have you just share a little bit about you, where you're from, and what your, you know, big why, I guess, is, like, why, what do you want to do when you grow up, basically? What do you want to do with all this? What prompted you to join the program?
Okay, I'll start by saying I'm in San Diego, California, and I have been in the holistic skin and body therapy business for over 30 years, and my big why was my own health issues and skin issues. So I was always searching for the right product, and then eventually I learned that that was more of an inside job. So I've tried every single diet and lifestyle modification. And so I think my big why comes from myself as a project first, and then seeing the struggles of my clients and how common these things are, skin issues, hormone issues, digestive, you name it. And it's, I kind of see my illnesses as a blessing, because it's prompted me to go deeper learning about them, and then it makes me a better detective and practitioner to help other people. So
yeah,
I definitely welcome all of that. And you know, now that I'm getting older, I just turned 48, I'm starting to see more serious illnesses around me, like lots of cancers and you know, really serious things. So I really want to be able to help my loved ones, my family, my clients. And I've always had a vision or dream of being a holistic dermatologist. So for me, this is as close as I'll get, because I just couldn't see myself going through medical school. It just doesn't resonate with me. So this is my PhD.
All right.
You're right. Yeah.
That's what Sakura was saying earlier when you missed. She said this really needs to be a degree program.
Because yeah.
Since she's coming from a medical background. So yeah. Well, welcome. I'm excited to have you here. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We have such a wide range of folks in the program, you know, it's just such a great mix. So thanks.
That's great.
Thanks a lot. We're just going to take a couple more minutes to finish up because we're at time. I just wanted to do a quick summary of how to get in and get started with the program. And you're welcome to go back and watch. We'll have a recording of it.
Can I ask just one quick question?
Sure.
So when I go to my NEPT page, it prompts me to go to the Energy Recharge Foundational Pillars. But when I log in to VLM and try to access that download, I keep getting the page you're looking for as protected content, but maybe it's just not unlocked for me yet.
And it should be unlocked. And I don't know if anybody else is having that issue. So when you go, so what you're looking at is you go to the foundations.
Uh-huh.
And it says, hey, before you get started, if you want to just kind of delve into the foundations, that'd be great. Yeah, let me see. It's extremely slow given I'm sharing. So add the Energy Recharge Foundational Pillars. So you click there. And then you do log in successfully. So you do have an access code.
I do. Yeah, it opens successfully and I can open Grand and some of the other programs, just not the pillars.
Okay, so what we want to know is, do you see this where it says foundations here? Do you see where it says foundations? Does that open? Or you don't see foundations there at all?
I have, the page has first steps, log into VLM here. I did that. And then the Access Energy Recharge Foundational Pillars. That one doesn't open, but the first two modules do.
Can you share your screen? Can you click the share screen at the bottom and let me see what you're seeing?
I'm actually talking to you through my iPhone and I'm trying to do it on my iPad.
Okay. Yeah. So if are you seeing this sidebar of menus, right? You are, because
yes,
you're Grand and stuff. So you are seeing where it says foundations here?
No, that looks like a different page.
Okay. All the pages, every single page in the site will have this right sidebar. And if you don't see it because you're on an iPad, you're going to,
be
an arrow. Okay. Let me show you. See this arrow here? If you just see this, you won't see this. You'll see the main page, but you see this arrow? Click that arrow and it opens up a sidebar.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You see that? And then if you scroll down that, look to see if there's one that says foundations on it.
Okay. Membership dashboards, VLM programs.
Yep.
I don't see one that says foundations.
Okay. Okay. So then it's definitely not open to you and it may be that's open for other folks. And it should be. So we'll check in to make sure that that's opened. And you're in mastery, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it should be. I'll double check and I'll find out if that's why that's not. And we'll make sure that that gets open to everybody.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So have I lost anybody with all this? Mucking around. I just wanted to just go back and just say, look, get started. You got enough for what we went on today. I'll resume the share. You've got enough from what we talked about now. You're probably just going to see module 1 and 2. that have a link. The rest of them will be listed, but they won't have a clickable link. Within 2 weeks, you'll have module 3. But again, if you do get through modules 1 and 2, which is probably about 6 hours worth of video and advanced stuff. So if you do get through those before we release module 3 and you're itching to do more, then just go to the, here, let me open this wider so I can have it all there. Go to the side and click on Advanced Clinical Resources, and it's like being in a candy store, and you get to pick who you want to listen to, or if you really want to work on your business pieces, click on the PBSS, and you've got hours and hours and hours of stuff to hold you off until we release Module 3. And then every month we'll be releasing a new module. If ever you get to the point where you're like, I just got a new client for digestion, and I really want to open that module early, I want to skip to it, and I don't want to wait for module 6 to come along, then just let us know. And there's a little form we can click in that we can open up that module for you. What we don't want to do is just open everything up, because it confuses and overwhelms people. Plus, we want you to go through ideally in logical order. So are there any other questions? Stop the share. How do I stop the share?
There was one thing I was going to mention.
Sure.
So bonuses are usually open 60 days after the after you registered. So if you hover your cursor over the bonus area, you'll see where it will tell you that. But I just wanted to point out that, and that includes things like the grand program and those.
That's why that's not open. Okay.
Right.
That has to change. Those are bonuses I want to open right away. Because not the grand program, but the foundations. If it includes the
when you were talking about that, I was like, because I had
that somebody, should be open from the start. That should be open from the start.
I'm just pointing out that if you go to bonuses, you'll see everything there, and that it says right on there that it's not opened until 60 days after you registered. Because I think it was yesterday on the Shine, the post-conference call, somebody was asking about that, and it may have been Brenda. And I think I sent her an email last night too, because I realized after, of course, we'd gotten off, that's part of the bonuses that are released 60 days.
Okay.
After.
All right. We'll work on all that stuff to make sure that there's a smooth transition to that. I know that some of them are full pay bonuses, so they don't get released until after the full pay is completed, which we usually give you 30 days to do. So we'll take care of that. Anyway, there's a lot here. I definitely do want to have foundations open from the start, because as you and I discussed, Lynn, it's a really great place to start.
Yep.
Because everybody needs foundations. So, okay. Any other questions? Comments?
The other thing I wanted to say, and that's actually about this Zoom, because I've had people say, I wanted to get something off the chat. The chat is automatically saved. So when you look at the recording, we'll be able to get that up to you as part of the chat log. So don't worry that this will be lost in the chat.
I didn't even look at the chat. Is the chat been going strong?
Just you know, comments and things like that. But
okay.
So maybe not so much on this one, but in the future.
Oh, in the future, the chats are rich. The chats are loaded with links and resources and various and sundry discussions. So yeah, and it's real easy. We'll just make sure that those get uploaded with the rest of it. Okay? Questions, comments, everybody? I'm just really glad that you're here. I'm excited to get to know you more. This was really helpful for me to start to reconnect the names and the faces and connect them for people that I hadn't seen before, hadn't met at Shine. I'm just excited, and we'll be doing more of these. And at the end of the month, Lynn will go through the whole site. One other thing I did forget to go through is the schedule page. Now, my schedule page is probably going to look a little bit intimidating because I've got everything on there, but you basically can go to the schedule page, and we send you a newsletter, we call it, every Sunday, and on that we have a reminder of what the upcoming calls are for that week. You will also get an email that's an hour before each call just to say, hey, don't forget, we're having a call. But some people like to get way ahead of the game and put them on their calendar, which I highly recommend. So on here, you're going to see various calls that we have upcoming. So for example, we have another advanced clinical resource coming up. I think it's next week, actually, with Dr. Nalini Chilkoff, who wrote the book, a cancer-related book, Chinese Medicine and Natural Medicine for Cancer Therapy. So I highly recommend that you be on that call with that person. She's great. She's amazing. We've also got some coaching calls coming up for the Digestive Mastery. So those of you who are doing that at this point can come and access November 16th and December 14th. And then we're going to have a case studies call. All of you get access to, I believe, or is it, I think it's just Mastery gets access to our INE office hours calls. Our next one is December 1st. We just had one last week. And then we have open coaching calls and a whole bunch of different calls for NEPT. So you'll get access to this, and there's a list. So November 8th, that was our orientation. That's today. We're on this right now. The 10th, we have an open coaching call. The 10th, we also have, this won't show up on your list. This is just for people who are more advanced and they're coaching in our energy recharge. They're actually coaching my clients in a program, and we have a meeting once a month, kind of like the grand rounds and the residency where you get to get together. This is only for Practice Accelerator, so you won't see that. But then these others, we have content and curriculum calls. Those are the calls you want to pay attention to, because as you're going through the modules and you have questions particularly about the content, you can come to them. Open coaching call, you can ask anything you want. And then there's listed the orientation. So that's what we have in store for you for the rest of November. December is going to be a lighter month than usual because of the holidays, but there's still quite a number of calls. This is not happening because we are not meeting that week, so we'll probably do that earlier and we'll get together and figure out when. And again, so there's only two main calls in December, so that'll give you the opportunity that if you're really missing and you want to go back and really catch up with some of the content, you can do that. So again, you know, you're not going to be able to make every single call, but if you put them all on your calendar, you're going to make as many as you can. Some people do come to every single call. That's rare. But there's always going to be schedule conflicts, but you fit them in and make it a point to come to at least one or two a month so that you get the best benefit from the program. So I thank you and honor you for making this commitment and for making our world a better place through your commitment. And be sure to just keep checking your emails. If you're not getting email reminders, if you didn't get an email reminder right before this call, let us know. If you're not getting those Sunday calls, let us know, because you may be that you haven't put us in your safe senders and they're going to your spam. That happens sometimes. Okay? So thank you, everybody. I hope this was a useful bit of investment of time, and I look forward to connecting again real soon. Bye now. Thank you.